Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 20th episode of Late Night Crime Cast. I'm your host, Robin Steffens, and every week on Thursday, I'm going to post a new true crime story. I will cover cases that are local, cases that got a lot of media attention, and everything in between. This month is Black History Month, so in honor of that, I'm going to be focusing on cases involving African Americans specifically. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing a cold case that has gone unsolved for over 10 years now. It's one that I'm sure not a lot of people have heard about, and I think that it's important to spread more information out there so that if anyone has information on the case, they can contact the appropriate authorities. I'll give you more information about that at the end of this podcast. So I'm just going to jump right into today's case. Today we are discussing the disappearance of Tavita Michelle Hobbs. Tavita Michelle Hobbs was born on 9/13/1965. She grew up close to her family and was often described as being loving and a sweetheart. And any picture you see of Tavita with her big, warm smile could tell you that. Tavita was a beautiful black woman with brown eyes and black hair. She would also wear glasses, even though in many pictures she is without them. And also the day she went missing, they were left in her home. But apparently she wore glasses. And also at the time of her disappearance, Tavita was anywhere from 5'2 to 5'6 and weighed around 150 pounds to 170 pounds. But I feel like I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here because I really wanted to talk a little bit more about her history. So as Tavita grew up, she actually held an interest in serving in the United States Armed Force. Strong and brave, she joined the Navy in 1982. And just so you understand how huge it was for a woman, a black woman no less, to be in the Navy at that time, it was just in 1978 that a law banning Navy women from ships was ruled to be unconstitutional. So this was around a time when women were just starting to really be accepted in such a male-dominated space. So that's super impressive, like, you know, 4 years after she and other women are even allowed on the ship, she's out there, she's dedicated. So I feel like that really says a lot about her and who she was as a person. So around that time, she was moving around a lot, which is understandable because she was working in the Navy. I feel like people in the military, the Army, Air Force, whatever you guys want to call it, they tend to move around a lot as part of the job. So she was moving around for a while until around like 1992, when she finally decided she wanted to kind of settle down, and that she did. In 1992, Tavita got married to a man named Philip Hobbs. At this point in her life, she was now out of the Navy and she wanted to explore different career options. So the couple moved from Virginia to California before one last move and finally settling on living in Raleigh, North Carolina. There isn't too much information on what actually happened after they settled in Raleigh, but closer to her disappearance, it said that she took a job with a company called Salesforce that was 20 minutes away from where she lived in a town called Cary. She worked there while she studied to become a certified stenographer. She lived and worked there happily until mid to late November of 2008, when it said that she was to have gone missing. So at the time she went missing, Tavita was still married to her husband, Philip Hobbs. At this point, they were married for 17 years in the face of a happy marriage. Nothing seemed to be going wrong in the household. It's not like they had a history of domestic violence. They were virtually the quote-unquote perfect couple. I mean, they didn't have kids, they didn't have a family or anything like that, but it was just the two of them and they seemed to really mesh well together. But strangely enough, when Tavita went missing, her husband was not even the person to alert police of her disappearance. And you guys know what happens when a woman goes missing. The first person they're looking at is the significant other. So that's a given. And pair that with how suspicious it was that Philip didn't even seem too worried about his wife's disappearance, and investigators were soon knocking on his door. So they end up questioning Philip Hobbs, and this is what he says. He says that Tavita came home one day, well, on November 24th of 2008, and she just up and decided to leave to Burbank, California, without telling him why. He said that the reason that he didn't alert police to her disappearance after she was gone was because this was her usual behavior. She routinely took trips, or left, I guess, for weeks or months, sometimes bringing suitcases. So now I just want to stop here and point out some red flags. You know, red flag number one, it just doesn't make any sense. What normal man in a normal, loving, caring relationship allows his wife to just up and leave without any mention of where exactly she's going and why? Just up and leave for weeks or months without knowing anything and not caring? Even if that was true, it just doesn't seem like the relationship would be happy at that point. You know, like, if that's the case, they probably weren't happy at all. So either way, it doesn't look too good for him. I'm unsure if this was possibly better explained to investigators, but it seemed like it would be a huge red flag. What prompted her to leave during these long times away? Did they have good communication? Did they communicate during the time she was gone? And if not, explain why. Like, why don't you know where your wife is? Investigators, of course, they didn't believe any of this either. I mean, they expect a normal husband to put in a missing persons report, to see some texts back and forth, maybe some calls, you know, some kind of attempt to try to locate her, to talk to her. But no, there was literally none of that. Even worse was what was left behind. If Tavita had taken a trip, it would be concerning to anyone that she left behind such major things. First, she left her car, her jewelry, her diary, her computer, both pairs of glasses that she needed to use to see. I mean, she never touched her bank account after leaving. Her job says that she sent a text message basically to quit, and they were really surprised as she seemed to be happy working there. But of course, who is to say that she even sent that text? Her job also says that she did not pick up her last paycheck. So there are so many signs here pointing to foul play. So many signs that Tavita didn't disappear on her own free will, that something was done to her. It was around December 2008 before anyone outside of Philip Hobbs realized that Tavita was missing. Tavita's brother and mother realized that neither of them had heard anything from Tavita in a couple of months, which was unusual behavior for her. I believe she was actually, like, not on good terms with her brother, but even then she would stay in contact with him and her mother. So her brother was actually the one who reached out to Phil or Phil. So her brother was actually the one who reached out to Philip over the phone to figure out how his sister was doing. Philip told him that Tavita had left their home during Thanksgiving week of 2008 and had not returned. He said that Tavita just packed up all her stuff and decided to leave and go back to Burbank. Now, Tavita's family was unaware that Tavita had any plans to move back to California. And according to Philip, Tavita had left her car and only taken a small amount of money. And her brother found that very suspicious because she loved her car. Why would she leave her car behind if she planned to, you know, move somewhere else across the country? So I think that her brother just kind of took in everything that he was being told, and he kept in contact with Philip. Still, no one reported her missing. They just kept in touch, hoping to maybe hear something from her, but there was nothing. Not too long after, Philip Hobbs moved out of the home he shared with Tavita in 2009 and started living with a female acquaintance. So he didn't seem too worried about her. He didn't seem to care too much about her disappearance. So after a few more months with no sign of Tavita, her brother actually called the police to report her missing. A missing persons report for Tavita was filed in October of 2009, almost an entire year later. No one had seen her in that long period of time, and no one did anything. And with this, there are just so many unanswered questions. Was this really something she did often? Like, did she really just up and leave for months at a time without anyone knowing where she was at, without no communication? Like, was this really something she did? And if so, like, what? Like, why? And if not, then why did no one report until such a long time? And then also, like, did she have any friends? Anyone outside of her family that would care enough to do something about her disappearance? Authorities say she didn't have a huge social life, so it was hard to find out more about her outside of, I'm guessing, her family. So that makes sense. But surely she had someone. I don't know, like, if she did text someone or a friend before her disappearance, that hasn't been released. All we know is that Tavita's last form of communication was a text sent to her boss 3 days before Thanksgiving on November 24th, 2008. And that text was just about her quitting, like I had mentioned before. And we don't even know if that was her. So, you know, it's really impossible without knowing her life and how things were for her to know if this was just like a normal thing. Like, because to me, this is mind-boggling. Like, I could never leave even for like a day or two without someone being worried about me, without someone reporting me, you know, like, if I didn't call my mom, like, literally, like, every day, like, you know, she would know something's wrong. So this is really mind-boggling to me. Now, of course, this case reeks of foul play. Do I think her husband knows what happened to her? Yes. But the reason I think that nothing has been done about it is honestly just a lack of evidence. I mean, it doesn't seem like they have anything on him or anything they can really pin on him. And I'm pretty sure they have gone after him, but nothing's been able to really be done about it because they really need more solid evidence to really accuse him. And, you know, maybe I'm missing vital information, you know, that doesn't point to the husband, but someone else. But regardless, there isn't really a lot of information out there about this case. I was reading an article from 2018, and it said that they refused to, you know, say if they had any suspects out there named. So I'm really unsure if they even are following the husband anymore or if they're going on different leads. Regardless, I think it's just so important to get the word out there about this case. Tavita is loved and her family is still out there waiting for her to come home. Tavita will be turning 55 years old this year. And so if you guys have any information surrounding her disappearance, please call Raleigh Crime Stoppers at 919-834-4357. I'm sure that if anyone out there could possibly help or have information and really, you know, just give something to move forward the case, it'd be so appreciated by her family and her loved ones. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I really just wanted to spread the word about this case because honestly, there is so little information out there and so little articles. Big cases aren't the only one that deserve attention. Minority victims deserve attention just as much as any other victims. And so I hope that this is all something that is changed in the near future. But yeah, don't forget to check back next week for a new episode. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.